herzlich willkommen bei Country Radio Switzerland. Du bist bei Touring Texas Songwriters und am Mikrofon ist der Bruno Michel, euer Longtail Texan. Heutiger Gast ist der Cowboy und Songwriter Mac Abernathy, also macht euch auf Texas Slang erster Güte gefasst. Viel Vergnügen wünscht euch euer Longtail Texan.
Und Richard Paul Thomas aus dem Studio im historischen Salado, Texas.
Als Teenager hat der Mac angefangen, Lieder schreiben und Gitarre spielen. Dann ist er nach Nashville gegangen, hat einige Billboard-Chart-Hits gehabt. Er hat Europa-Tourneen gemacht, gemanagt wird von seiner Frau Jessie und ich will wissen, wo er sie denn da kennengelernt hat.
We went to Waco. There was a bar there called Mother Red's Lounge. And Mother Red was probably 75 years old, had flaming red hair and red lipstick, knew everybody. Then we were just sitting there drinking beer with Mother Red. I see this girl walk by. And I said, who's that, Mother Red? She said, I don't know. No, I didn't think no more about it. Well, we're sitting there drinking beer, and here in a minute, here comes Mother Red. She's got these little blue jeans in tow. And she says, honey, said, this is Mac Abernathy. And she knocked all the wind out of my cowboy sails. She just looked at me and said, so? But my cowboy charm overcame that. And 29 days later, we went to the Justice. I stopped a rehearsal. We were having a rehearsal, and we went over to the JP and got married.
Tickets auf Waco in a bar namens Mother Red's Lounge. Die 75-jährige Besitzerin mit feuerroten Haaren hat einfach all und jeder kennt. Der Mac hat das Girl gesehen und hat Mother Red gefragt, wer das sei. Sie hat gefunden, sie müsse es auch nicht. Kurz nachher ist sie mit dem Girl wieder zu ihm gekommen und hat ihn vorgestellt. Und Jesse hat genug gesagt, und? Hätte mal den Wind aus den Segel genommen, hätte das aber mit seinem Cowboy-Charme überspielt und 29 Tage später hätte es geheiratet, hätte sogar seine Proben unterbrochen dafür. Wenn er sich zwischen zwei Girls hätte müssen entscheiden, hätte er ja den Song können zu Herzen nehmen, den er damals geschrieben hat, nämlich March or Rita.
I have no idea how we wrote this song, but it's written, you know. Como está, señor? Have you seen Margarita? Partied here last night, you took her picture right. Don't you remember us a little? Como está, señor? You seen Margarita? March was the small one, Rita was the tall one. I was the fool in the middle. They saw the tourista sticker on the windshield of my car. Flagged me down, said they'd show me around. That's how we got to your bar. Tequila flowed like water. We partied into the night. And they seemed like such nice girls, so sweet and polite. But things got a little crazy. I mean really out of hand. Marge dancing on the table, Rita flashing the band. They took the party to the patio, said they needed fresh air. When I woke up this morning, Marge and Rita weren't there. And neither was my billfold. Hell, I can't find my car. The last time I saw it was here at your bar. Como está, señor? You seen Margarita? Partied here last night, you took her picture right. Don't you remember us a little? Como está, señor? You seen Margarita? March was the small one, Rita was the tall one. I was the fool in the middle. Kind of lied about where that song came from. That was all I could write. My wife got tired of me talking about it. And she woke up one morning, she said, I couldn't sleep last night. And I finished that song, and it's on the kitchen table. And don't you change a word. I said, okay. The senior just smiled and laughed under his breath. See, I remember you, gringo. just like all the rest. You cross the border for fiesta, the senorita's so fine. But one thing importante, you should keep in your mind. When you order the top shelf, that good old Patron, always remember, leave Margarita alone. Como está, señor? You seen Margarita? Partied here last night, you took her picture, right? Don't you remember us a little? Como está, señor? You seen Margarita? Marge was the small one, Rita was the tall one, I was the pole in the middle.
Ich habe das auch geschrieben, wo dann weitergekommen ist. Ich habe Jesse das nach dem Mal fertig gemacht und gesagt, ich ändere ja kein Wort mehr daran. Hat er, als er in Nashville war, jemals daran gedacht, wieder zurückzukommen? Oder hat er gemeint, er bleibt dort und wäre zu einem der grossen Superstars?
No, I was really lucky when I went to Nashville. I had some friends, Johnny Gamble and Tom Brumley. And Tom had coached me before we ever went to Nashville and told me just about how things were and don't stay too long if you get fed up with it. I've got friends in Nashville. I have nothing but good things to say for Nashville, but it's just not Texas. It gotten really away from country. We loaded up and we went back to Texas. Mm-hmm. I figured if he's good enough for Willie, good enough for me.
Er hat das Glück gehabt, ein paar Freunde dort zu haben in Nashville, zum Beispiel der Johnny Gimble, und die haben dabei gebracht, wie das dort laufe. Und haben gesagt, oh, wenn es dir zu blöd wird, dann vergiss einfach nicht wieder zurückzugehen. Er könnte nur Gutes über Nashville sagen, aber es sei einfach nicht Texas. Und die Musik dort hat sich so weit vom Country wegbewegt. Also haben sie irgendwann ihr Zeug gepackt, sie zurück nach Texas. Und er hat sich gesagt, was gut genug ist für den Willie Nelson, ist noch lange gut genug für mich. Über das Thema hat er auch einen Song geschrieben und der kommt da.
There was an interview with Blake Shelton over there, and this was before Ray Price died. And, oh, he said that him and little Jimmy Dickens were just like old jackasses, and they were holding up the music business. Well, like I said, I'm not political. I don't get involved in this and that, you know. And so I sat down and I wrote the song, and I looked at it the next morning, and I thought, nah, you better just let it go, because there's nothing worse than somebody trying to be funny and cute, and there's nothing funny or cute about me. So I just said, let it go. Well, here comes the CMA Awards. In case you don't really understand what that CMA means, I have it on good authority from Ray Price that that means country my ass. And here comes the CMA Awards, and they have Beyonce on there. Well, I think Beyonce is one of the most talented ladies on the planet.
Just doesn't fit.
But she's got about as much business in country music as I do trying to fly an airplane. You don't see them inviting George Strait.
Ja, die Blake Shelton-Kontroverse hingen auf den Song gebracht, da wissen wir ja noch von wegen Old Farts und so. Dann haben zusätzlich noch die CMA Awards geschaut in diesem Jahr und dort sei Beyoncé auftreten, wo er finde, sei eine grossartige Sängerin, aber die hat mit Country etwa so viel zu tun wie er mit einem Pilot von einem Jetliner, nämlich nichts. Und dann haben aus zuverlässiger Quelle, nämlich von Ray Price, was CMA heisse, nämlich Country My Ass. Auf gut texanisch gesagt, was er von dem Ganzen haltet. Da kommt der Titel.
Hello Nashville, Texas music's on the line. Calling to see if you have lost your ever-loving mind. Cause that music y'all call country, pardon us, it is not. Y'all confused country music with the rock and roll and pop. Now don't get me wrong, we love a rock and roll like ZZ and Stevie Ray. They didn't masquerade as country in the rock and roll they made. Maybe y'all have forgotten why Willie came back home. You said he did not fit the mold, his music was all wrong. So hello my Nashville brothers and my sisters in rhyme. Y'all come on down to Texas, cleanse your musical mind. We'll go to Larry Joe Taylor's picnic. Hear what music's all about. From the stage to the campfire picking, you're gonna quickly figure out that your cookie cutter music, it ain't nothing but lame. It's the same old, knew somebody's name. Now here's the little verse I wrote for the our Nash villain, Mr. Blake Shelton. I did a show over at Johnny's last year, last fall, open for Warner. When it was over with, Warner saw me backstage. He said, "Did you really write that on purpose?" I said, "I certainly did." And I said, "I hope it burns him every time he hears it. That's what you get for being rude." Well, I hear tell of one Nash villain ragging old stars of yesterday. He said something about jackasses and getting out of the way. We respect those old troubadours that paved the way for us, 'cause there's a little bit more to it than just smoking on the bus. And you can call our music country, red dirt or anything. When you hear it on the radio, it won't all sound the same. Like a Nashville playlist, brainwashed in the public ear. Y'all come on down to Texas, listen to the radio down here. Y'all come on down to Texas, listen to the radio down here. There it is.
Ja, Texas, dann nehmen wir kein Blatt vor das Maul. Auch der Dale Watson hat in der Zeit einen Titel zu dem Thema geschrieben. Was inspiriert den Mac, Songs zu schreiben? Sind es eigene Erfahrungen oder irgendetwas, was er liest oder hört?
Something you see, something you hear, or sometimes you just be, you know, playing along and it just kind of happens, you know. I don't consider myself a good songwriter. I just write songs for me. Those guys can sit down in a room and knock one out, you know, and I mean, it's great. They're just really talented at that. And I started writing songs because when you first go in this business, I mean, the publisher is not going to let you have this something that somebody's going to sell 2 million copies of. And so I've kind of figured that out, so I started writing them, you know.
Manchmal sehe ich etwas, was ich sehe oder höre, und manchmal klimpere ich so vor sich hin und dann entsteht ein Song. Er ist nicht ein talentierter Songwriter wie die können anhocken und einen Hit schreiben. Er schreibt eigentlich nur, weil er irgendwann gemerkt hat, dass er einem Produzenten keine kopierten Songs anbieten kann. Sein allererster Song, den er je geschrieben hat, hat «Texas» geheissen. Und wie der zustande kam, sagt er da.
I was still rodeoing in those days. Two of my hauling partners were with me, and we were cleaned up and dressed up. This lady come by from New York, and she had a blue fiddle. I'll never forget the blue fiddle. It's the ugliest thing I ever saw. She kind of started making fun of us because, you know, everybody else, there's still a lot of hippies in them days, and we were far from, nothing against a hippie. If you're a hippie, more power to you. I ain't got no problem with it. But my mother had a rule that if you were going somewhere, when you rolled across that cattle guard, you were cleaned up. Tattoos and earrings were unheard of words in my mama's house. That's how it was, you know. So we have always drank Coors beer because they supported the rodeo. Mm-hmm. Still do. We bought it in 24-can, packed like this, and you have a beer flat. And that woman aggravated me so bad about that, I sat down and wrote the first song. And I wrote it on the back of that Coors beer flat.
Er sagt, nach einem Rodeo mal mit Kollegen aus Kerrville Folk Festival und dort haben sie Coors Bier getrunken, weil die den Rodeosport unterstützen, heute noch sogar. Und sie sagen, cowboy-mässig rausgeputzt gewesen, wenn ihnen das seine Mutter gelernt hat, wenn man fortging. Und der Dame aus New York mit einer hässlichen blauen Fiedle hat sich über ihn lustig gemacht, weil unter diesen vielen Hippies ist er rausgestochen, dort mal in Kerrville. Und er sei so verärgert, dass er den Song gerade auf der Rückseite von dem Kursbierkarton geschrieben hat, da sein allererster Titel kommt da.
Some people think they know about Texas. They're not really smart as they think they are. They may have been down the road. There's a lot they'll never know. They miss too many nights down at the bar. They never ate that dust in Amarillo. Been to Cherry Springs on Saturday night. Spent a wooden nickel in the Buckhorn. Been to Dallas in the early morning. Spent the day getting over last night. For 150 years, there's been Texas. She had cowboys right from the start. We fly that Lone Star in Austin. Fought wars and never lost them. Texas, deep in my heart. And I played Willie Nelson's picnic on the 4th of July. I've been to Cowtown on a Saturday night. Talking apple pie and babies. Sweet Texas lady, text her to let your Lone Star fly. Well, every now and then we have to travel. I'll be gone from Texas for some time. Well, I don't mind the visit. Texas, how I miss it. I can't wait to get back across that line. And our limo is a double cab dually. Our driver really doing great. He's good at his driving, best on arriving back in that Lone Star State. I'm talking Texas, Texas, let your Lone Star fly.
Wie sind es denn früher, die vielen Meilen von Gig zu Gig gereist, und wie hat er seine Musiker ausgesucht?
Up until for the last 4 or 5 years, we've always had 2 tour buses. One for the band and one for me and Jesse. And so we have an 18-wheeler that makes a stage, mm-hmm. and so we have to go early with that. And I always wondered what Red Steagall meant. We were playing the speakers day at the Irwin Center in Austin 1 year, and he said, well, that's the second happiest day of your life. And I said, well, good. I said, well, what's going to be the happiest? He said, when you get rid of it. Not the biggest mistake I made was not recording and writing everything down that ever happened on it. You know, I could right. blackmail some be. People. That's one thing Tom Brumley always told me. He said, never hire anybody in that band that's not better than you. Of course, that wasn't real hard for me to do in the beginning.
Bis vor einigen Jahren haben sie immer 2 Tourbus gehabt, einen für die Band und einen für ihn und Jesse. Und der Red Steagall hat mal gesagt, das sei der 2 glücklichste Tage im Max im Leben. Und der Mac hat gesagt, ja, was ist denn der glücklichste? Sagt er, ja, wenn du die Dinger wieder verkaufst. Und genau das hat er auch gemacht. Sie haben immer noch einen Truck, einen grossen Semi, der hinten dran einen Auflieger hat, der eine Bühne gibt. Und zum Thema Musiker sagt er, er hat mal einen Rat bekommen, man sollte Musiker immer so aussuchen, dass sie besser sagen als der Künstler selber. Und das sage ich in seinem Fall jetzt wahrlich nicht so schwierig, hat er gemeint. Der nächste Song heisst Stars in Del Rio und der Max seine Einleitung kommt da.
The band and I were in Alpine, Texas. We were all young and single. And well, there was a couple in the band that weren't single, but they told everybody they were. So anyway, we were late getting out of Alpine because we'd been, you know, just talking to the young ladies there and trying to enjoy some of their culture, shall we. We're coming into Del Rio. There was an old bar there called the Saddle Bronc Bar. And there's a little red Mercedes sitting there. And right next to it was an old ranch truck. And there wasn't a place on that truck you could put your hand. There wasn't a cow dent. The truck belonged to this long, tall cowboy that was giving a kiss to this lady in this little red Mercedes. And John Lone said, there's song there somewhere. There's song there somewhere. And I said, well, I'll have to think about it, you know.
Sie sagen, dass auf dem Weg sie von Alpine, Texas nach Del Rio, dort in der Saddle Bronc Bar, hegen rote Mercedes auf dem Parkplatz gestanden und daneben den alten, verbeulten Ranch Truck. Und der Truckbesitzer, ein Cowboy, hat die Mercedes-Fahrerin geküsst für aussen und der Max, sein Kollege, hat gemeint, da ist ein Song da, da ist ein Song da. Der Max hat gesagt, ja, lass mich mal drüber nachdenken. Und so ist der da entstanden, Stars in Del Rio.
He was the first ever to lighten her heart. His rodeo life kept them apart. She knew she'd never be first in his life. Broken-hearted, she gave up, became a rich man's wife. Rich man can't give her love that she needs. With his eye on a dollar and a heart full of greed. With tears in her eyes at dawn's early light, She thinks of Del Rio and a Saturday night. Later that evening, with the sun sinking low, she thinks of a cowboy, some old rodeo. His call lifts her spirit. He's on an evening flight. There'll be stars in Del Rio on Saturday night. She drives to Del Rio in her Mercedes car. She meets him at sundown at Saddle Rock Bar. And he holds her so gentle, her eyes shining bright like the stars in Del Rio on Saturday night. This time she don't go back, she's not going home. Left the rich man and the money in old San Antone. Money is nothing, what love is to life, like the stars in Del Rio on Saturday night. Like the stars in Del Rio on Saturday night. There's your slow song, man.
Warum glaubt er, wird traditionelle Country Music immer weniger am Mainstream Radio gespielt?
I don't have a crystal ball and I'm just not that smart, but we did a listener appreciation show for a radio station here, I don't know, 4 or 5 years ago up close to Fort Worth. And Jody Nix was on that show with me. We were sitting there watching, we were sitting on the bus, and he just griping and a whining about why there weren't more people there. And I think it was a free event. Well, it was kind of hot. And I said, well, Jody, I said, you just don't have good vision. He said, well, oh, see, I said, look at the crowd out there. He said, well, I see them. I said, well, look at the women. I see them. I said, there ain't a woman out there that doesn't have gray hair. I said, you need to let that sink in. I said, they still love your music. But I said, some of them have got hips replaced. They've got grandkids. They've got other things to do than come out on Saturday night and spend $100 drinking and dancing to your music. I said, doesn't mean they still don't love you. But I said, you're going to have to do like Willie did. You got to move on with the time, you know. And that's just how it is.
Er meint einfach, sei eine Zeiterscheinung und mit der müsse man sich abfinden. Er sei mal mit dem Jody Nix an einem Auftritt gewesen und der Jody hat sich genervt über die wenigen Leute. Der Mac hat gesagt, du siehst, glaube ich, nicht mehr gut. Der Jody hat gemeint, doch, ich sehe gut. Er sagt, schau mal die Frauen an. Alle haben graue Haare, möglicherweise schon künstliche Hüfte. Die haben andere Probleme, als in Scharen da hinzukommen, Geld auszugeben und Bier zu trinken. Der Willi hat das schon lange begriffen und das müssen auch sie einfach einsehen. Und wieder ein Live-Titel, Wrong Way Right.
Well, I paved the highway to hell, good intentions, trying to cover up mistakes I have made. Never made any deal with the devil of going to hell, I'm much afraid. But I think life should be lived like a party, wide open till God turns out the light. Spent my lifetime trying to figure out the wrong way to live right. I'm the poster child for bad habit, hardcore drinking. Been stoned to the point I couldn't blink. If you think I need to change my way of living, you need to change the way that you think. 'Cause the world ain't a level, life's not fair. Jesus was no hippie, but he had long hair. Losers would be winners if they'd ever won. And winners are the losers that figured out how life is done. So love and live every day like it's your last. Walk away from the trouble in your past. Keep mama's Bible on the dash and a beer in your hand. And you can live a wrong way, right? whiskey's cheap, but it takes money to buy whiskey. Don't believe everything someone might say. Never judge a book by a cover. Even a broken clock is right twice a day. Don't let your karma run over your dogma. What goes around comes around is true. Never take yourself too serious. Sometimes the joke is on you. Treasure your friends every day. Love your baby every night. When your final party is over, I hope you live the wrong way right. 'Cause the world ain't a level, life's not fair. Jesus was no hippie, but he had long hair. Losers would be winners if they'd ever won. And winners are the losers. Figured out how life is done, so love and live every day like it's your last. Walk away from the trouble in your past. Keep mama's Bible on the dash and a beer in your hand. You can live the wrong way right. Keep mama's Bible on the dash and a beer in your hand. And you can live the wrong way right. That's all you want. There's your pass on, man.
Mac hat schon unzählige Berufe in seinem Leben. Er war Ingenieur bei der Bahn, Rancher, Rodeo-Reiter, Lehrer, Farmer und so weiter. Gibt es noch irgendetwas, was er gerne mal gelernt hat, aber nie dazugekommen ist?
Yes, there is. I wish I had learned to ride saddle bronc horses. It's just timeless. I have friends that were really good at it, and mm-hmm. It's just a timeless event. And I still get aggravated when I hear a train come by and say, there goes my job, you know. And I had a great job on the Union Pacific, and they bought out another railroad, and it ruined my seniority. And they offered us a good package to quit, and I told them, I said, just pay me before you change your mind, you know. I still go to the reunions, all the guys I worked with, but yeah, I missed that railroad.
Ja, er sagt, er hätte gern gelernt, Saddlebronc-Ross zu reiten, weil ein paar von seinen Freunden können das richtig gut und es ist einfach eine zeitlose Sache. Er vermisst aber seinen Job bei der Bahn. Sie haben allerdings eine Abgangsentschädigung offeriert und die haben dann mit dem Wort angenommen, gebt mir Kohle, bevor er es euch anders überlegt. Er ging aber immer noch zu den Treffen von den ehemaligen Bahnkollegen und irgendwie vermisst er den Job, hat er gemeint. Wie der nächste Song Don't Laugh at My Shirt zustande kam, ist, sagt er da.
I wrote this with Steve Dansby. Well, the worst thing I can do with fellow songwriter is lie. He plays this song. He said, what do you think? And I said, well, I said, I like the beat of it and everything. He said, yeah, there's a butt in here. I said, yeah, there is. I said, your song sucks. And he said, well, why? And I said, well, the whole idea of your song is this man has found out that this other man is going with this man's girl. And I said, you've got that man crying. I said, all the cowboys I know, there would be no crying.
No fun.
I said, there'll be a fist fight, but there won't be any crying. And he said, well, I never thought of it like that. He said, well, if that's the way you feel about it, just write it the way you want to and give me my half.
Der Steve Dansby hat also mal einen Song geschrieben und hat den Mac dann gefragt, was er dazu meine. Und der Mac hat gesagt, ja, die Melodie ist cool, aber der Song ist Schrott, weil du beschreibst da einen Cowboy, der brüllt, weil ein anderer seine Freundin weggenommen hat. Und das gäbe es überhaupt nicht. Eher gäbe es dann eine Schlägerei, zumindest bei allen Cowboys, die den Mac kenne. Dann hat der Steve gesagt, weisst du was, schreib den Song einfach um und gib mir die Hälfte von den Einnahmen. Da kommt der Titel «Don't laugh at my shirt».
Well, I stayed up way too late last night and I know I am a sight. Man, she kept me up till 3:30. Doorbell woke me and I stumbled around. I put on the first clothes I found. Here I am. You think it's funny? Wait and see. Don't laugh at my shirt. It belongs to your girlfriend. I found it on my floor again. She dropped it there last night. Don't laugh at my shirt. Her pink one I'm wearing. Now that you know we're sharing, who's laughing now? Now don't go getting twisted up. this ain't so easy for me. In more ways than one, I'm in a bind. Easy now, you're frustrated. I'm the one being violated. Her thong is cutting me like fishing line. So don't laugh at my shirt. It belongs to your girlfriend. I found it on my floor again. She dropped it there last night. Don't laugh at my shirt. Her pink what I'm wearing. Now that you know we're sharing. Who's laughing now? Now that you know we're sharing. Who's laughing now? Thank you, Steve Dansby.
Er hat eine lange Zeit sein eigenes Festival gehabt in Mason, Texas. Warum hat er mit dem Ding aufgehört?
Well, every time we went, it got rained out. And I don't mean just partially rained out. I mean they'd have a storm,
really
blew
out,
all the transformers in town. And
like
now, the farmers and the ranchers want us to keep doing it because it would, we would bring rain. It, my wife and I have put on several outdoor events. At first, it's exciting. But I'm telling you, after a while, it just gets down to pure work. Playing this guitar, sitting on this stool, a whole lot easier than worrying about how many porta-potties are somewhere. Or the most sickening thing is when it's over, thinking, well, I guess we'll go to the bank in the morning and see if we can get the money to pay this deal off, you know. We've been there on that, too, yeah.
Jedes Mal sei es verschiefert worden, hat der Mike gesagt, und zwar flutartig, nicht nur ein bisschen Regen. Es war zwar faszinierend gsi, aber letztendlich nichts anderes als harte Arbeit. Die Farmer wollten zwar das weitermachen und auch die Rancher, wie die gewusst, wenn die kommen, ein Festival machen, gibt es Regen. Aber es ist viel einfacher, da auf dem Stuhl zu hocken und ein bisschen Gitarre zu spielen. Und zudem müssen sie am Schluss vom Anlass nicht zu der Bank gehen, Geld auslehnen, um die offenen Rechnungen zu zahlen. Einmal hat Mac einen Song geschrieben gegen die Erhöhung der Biersteuern in Texas. Wie ist denn das gekommen?
Willie had bought the Austin Opry House and put his nephew in there running Arlen Studios. I was in there doing some demos. I did get out of graduate school, but I was not very well versed in politics. We go down on 6th Street, and is Mr. Mike Hopkins, and he pulls this paper out of his pocket, and he says, I want you to write me a song, and I want these points in that song. And so I said, well, what is the deal? He said, well, they're trying to put, you know, more tax on beer. And so that's how it was. And like I say, you never know where a deal comes from.
Willie Nelson hat ein Studio in Austin gekauft, wo der Mac Demo-Aufnahmen gemacht hat. Und später auf der 6th Street hat er einen Vertreter von der Bierindustrie getroffen und der hat gewählt, dass der Mac einen Song schreibt zum Thema «Keine weitere Biersteuern». Der Mac ist knapp durch die Grundschule gekommen und kein Politiker, hat er gesagt, aber er hat das Ding geschrieben und es ist einfach ein Beweis, dass man nie wüsste, woher das plötzlich ein Deal aus dem Nichts auftaucht. Da ist der Titel.
Well, the times are tough. Prices are way too high. It's all the working man can do to live and just get by. Still got bills to pay after my check is spent. Now the one that wants you more for the beer, my own government. I make blue collar dollars, I pay my taxes here. Can't you see I don't need more tax on my beer? When we cut that thing, Gimble wanted to make that sweet Georgia Brown. He gonna go. It's been a while since old Hank had a six-pack to go. Now when it comes to buying beer, there's a few things he ought to know. Gonna have to dig a little deeper. When he lays down the cash, the fact remains you're gonna need more change just to pay the tax. Ego flies on Friday, it's time to relax. We're paying more, drinking less, just to pay the tax. I make blue collar dollars, I pay my taxes here. Can't you see I don't need more tax on my beer?
Ihre Tourbusse haben sie verkauft, aber sie haben heute noch einen grossen Truck mit einem Auflieger, wo sie zur Bühne machen können. Warum hat er sich Mühe gemacht, den zu bauen?
No, when we were in Europe, the fellow I was with that
took me on that tour was named Tyrone Malone, and he was a spokesman for Michelin and Bandag, for the tire bunch. And he had just fabulous chrome trucks. And he told me, he said, you need to build you a stage when we get home. He lived in Visalia, California. And we went out there a couple of times working on some plans. And before we got very far with it, he got killed in a car wreck. I just kind of give it up. And then one day she came to him and she said, you're not going to be happy till we do that stage. And so we went home and I told her, don't worry, baby. 6 months, we'll have this baby knocked out. It was me and her.
And
One of my best friends, Kenny Zink, played guitar for me for a long time. And for 3 years, we lived on my tour bus in the back of a transmission shop in Waco.
Auf seinen Europa-Tournee war sogar einer der Sponsoren mit dabei, der in Kalifornien Rentrucks gebaut hat. Und der hat gesagt, hey, ihr müsst euch so ein Ding zutun mit einem Auflieger, der eben eine Bühne hat. Sie haben dann angefangen, in Kalifornien Pläne zu machen. Bevor die fertig waren, sagt der Sponsor bei einem Unfall ums Leben gekommen. Und der Mac hat gesagt, kein Problem, in 6 Monaten bauen wir das Ding. Und am Schluss sind sie dann 3 Jahre lang in seinem Tourbus rumgehängt in Waco, bis das endlich fertig haben. Da kommt ein Song, den Mac seine Frau Jessie geschrieben hat, und er fragt sich heute noch, ob sie möchte irgendetwas mit dem sagen wollte. Der Titel heisst I've Got the Picture Now.
I would like to say I wrote this song. I had something to do with it, but my wife gets all the credit for it. And she didn't write a lot of songs, but kind of scared me when she gave me this one. When you hear the title of it, I thought, is she trying to tell me something or something, you know? When a heart falls out of love, there is nothing you can do. Do not blame yourself. I'm not blaming you. Don't fight the way you feel. It's for the best, no doubt. I did not see this coming. I've got the picture now. I did not see this coming. I missed all the warning signs. Once a heart stops loving, there's no change in its mind. Whatever difference it would make, makes no difference anyhow. Two's a pair and three's a crowd. I've got the picture now. We could try to start it over, but what good would it do? We've lost the magic that made me and you. Love's only love when love is shared. I let the home fires burn out. I did not see this coming. But I've got the picture now. I did not see this coming. I missed all the warning signs. Once a heart stops loving, there's no change in its mind. Whatever difference it would make, makes no difference anyhow. Two's a pair and three's a crowd. I've got the picture now. Two's a pair and three's a crowd. I've got the picture now. Kind of spooks you when your wife gives you that song, you know.
Nicht jeder Songwriter ist auch ein guter Entertainer. Der Mac ist definitiv einer mit seinen Geschichten. Wie hat er denn das gelernt?
I was invited down to one of Willie's daughter's wedding. I mean, this was eons ago. we're down there at the wedding, and this girl that I went to high school with ended up being Waylon's personal secretary. And she come over and got me. She said, Matt, come back here. I'm going to talk to you. So I went back there, and it was Willie. And he told me a couple. He said, now I want you to remember this. I said, okay, what is it? He said, number one, said, if you forget where you come from, said, you're never going to know when you get to where you're going. I said, well, I certainly understand that. I said, that's like having a dark windshield. But he said, the other thing I want to tell you, he said, there's a lot of great singers. But he said, if you remember anything, I'm telling you, remember this. There are very few entertainers, and that's what we get paid for.
Ja, vor ewige Zeit, sag er einmal zum Hochsieg von einem von Willie Nelson seinen Töchtern eingeladen gewesen. Dort hat er eine Schulkollegin getroffen von sich, die sei persönliche Sekretärin gewesen von Waylon Jennings. Und dann sagt sie zu ihm und hat gesagt, komm mal mit, der Willie will mit dir reden. Und der Willie hat ihm den Rat gegeben, vergiss nie, wo du herkommst, sonst weisst du nämlich nicht, wenn du ankommst, dort, wo du hin willst. Und vor allem, denk dran, es gibt jede grossartige Sänger, aber ganz wenige Entertainer. Und genau für das sind wir bezahlt, nämlich um die Leute eben zu unterhalten. Ein weiterer Song, den er aus eigener Erfahrung geschrieben hat, wie der zustande gekommen ist, hören wir da.
This song here is called Pocket Rocket Ranger. I was raised in a family that had trucks and hauled cattle for a living. One day, a driver, which we call kind of a cowboy driver, you know, kind of jicky, you know, wouldn't have been, probably just bought that hat. And he asked my mother, said, I want to ask something. She said, well, they call my stepfather Shotgun. He said, well, said, Shotgun always one of the last ones to load, but he's the first one to get there. She said, he's, what kind of drugs is he on? My mother said, well, he's not on any. Well, how's he do it? She said, well, said, when you're over in that cafe at that truck stop flirting with them cowgirls, said, he's got the left door closed and he's going on where he's going, you know.
Seine Familie sei im Rindertransportgeschäft gsi und einer von diesen Fahrern, also ein rausgeschniegelter Cowboy, hat sich gewundert, warum man Max, sein Stiefvater, der Shotgun, immer der Letzte sei, wo Ladi und der Erste am Ziel. Max, seine Mutter, hat gesagt, so, während du noch mit den Girls im Truckstopp um Schäker ist, ist der Shotgun schon am Tür zu machen und abfahren. An dem liegt das Ganze.
Well, he's a beach bum cowboy, about half hip, hauling them breakers out southern Mississippi, on a long nose peach and made of lights and chrome. Big old Cummins keeps him rolling along. He got 13 gears, uses them all. He's hauling them fats out of Omaha. Tomorrow evening when the sun goes down, it's 28th Street in Old Cow Town. He'll be at Billy Bob's for the evening show. Then he fires that mother up and gets it back on the road. He is a pocket rocket ranger from the Lone Star State, hauling him load place to place. Sam and a Jake rattle window wherever they go, just to wake the ladies up and let them know. To get it in gear, Rocket Ranger's rolling in tonight. Now normally this is where Kenny Zink would knock it out, but he ain't here today, so we're not gonna have it. He got Jimmy Buffett playing on the radio, a jug of coffee and a roll of skull. He drives to Blythe, California like Patton for a dance. Hangs out in Nogales just to give him a chance. Get your ponies love, maybe get some rest. Put a border town lady to the cowboy test. One tequila sunrise and a bloody to go. He'll fire old Pete up for that I-10 show. He is a pocket rocket ranger from the Lone Star State, hauling him low place to place. Sam and a Jake rattle window wherever they go, just to wake the ladies up and let them know. To get it in gear and get everything right, Pocket Rocket Ranger's rolling in tonight. Pocket Rocket Ranger's rolling in tonight.
Der Mac hat schon als kleiner Bub gewusst, dass er einmal Rodeo Cowboy werden. Warum?
I was just a kid from Bosqueville, Texas. We had a feed store, 3 gas stations, 2 churches, and a school. And I had 2 uncles that were cowboys, and that's all I wanted to be. And I had worn every kid in the neighborhood out jerking on a bucking barrel. Well, here comes my cousin. He's about a few years older than me, and he had a car. And that was my ticket out of Bosqueville. And we would tell my mother we were going riding on Sunday afternoon. We didn't say what we was riding. We'd go across the river, what they call the county line, and Pat Parks had a beer joint and a rodeo arena there. And if you had a dollar, you could drink beer. If you had five, you could be in the bull riding.
Also er sagt, in der Kleinstadt Baskyville aufgewachsen, dort hat es einen Farmladen gehabt, drei Tankstellen und eine Schule und sonst nichts. Zwei von seinen Onkel sagen Rodeo Cowboys gewesen und Max sein Cousin hat ein Auto gehabt. Dann hat sie mit der Mutter am Sonntagnachmittag gesagt, we go riding, und sie hat gemeint, die gehen Auto fahren. Die sind über Bezirksgrenzen zu einer Rodeo Arena, wo es aber eine Bar gehabt hat. Dort hat der Mac für einen Dollar ein Bier trinken und für $5 hat er einen Bullen rein. Was würde er sich in einem Interview fragen, das ich nicht gefragt habe?
Well, I don't know. I think you've pretty well covered everything. I think it's been a great interview. It gives you an insight on what we've been doing and how we got from point A to point B. The best thing I can say is thank you for what you do for Texas music and country music. We appreciate that. It's not any and everybody that wants to give their time and effort for something like that.
Also er hat eigentlich keine Fragen mehr an sich. Ich habe alles so weit abdeckt, um einen Einblick zu geben, wie sie von A nach B kommen sagen. Aber er will sich bedanken für das, was wir hier für Texas Music machen. Das ist heute nicht mehr selbstverständlich, dass jemand freiwillig Zeit und Arbeit in so etwas investiere. Aber wir machen das ja gern. Zum Schluss kommt noch der Titel «Fire on the Line» aus dem Max in ihrer gleichnamigen CD.
Sitting in a 76, had a coffee and a no-dose fix. One more song on the jukebox, then I'll hit the highway. Man, I gotta get home quick. My baby's been alone for a week. She's breathing heavy and talking so sweet. I'm in Alabama, she's in Carolina. I swear I can feel the heat. There's a fire on the line. She said I'm burning up, baby. Can't wait till I get back home. There's a fire on the line. She said I'm going half crazy. I can't wait till I get back home. There's a siren and a flashing red light. I looked down, it said 105. Oh no, I'm in trouble. He's a mean looking trooper. I pull it over to the side. I said, buddy, can't you give me a break? Can't you see I'm in a terrible state? Baby's home a-cooking, something's on the burner, smoking and it just can't wait. There's a fire on the line. She said, I'm burning up, baby. She can't wait till I get back home. There's a fire on the line. She said, I'm going half crazy. Can't wait till I get back home. There's a happy ending to this tale. I telephone my baby, she'll be here any minute. Said she's gonna go my bail. And then we're heading for the first motel. There's a fire on the line. She said I'm burning up, baby. She can't wait till I get back home. There's a fire on the line. She said I'm going half crazy. Can't wait till I get back home. No, I can't wait till I get back home. Come on, baby, give them the money, let's go.
Das ist weitere Folge von Touring Texas Songwriters of Country Radio Switzerland. Danke, dass ihr dabei gewesen seid und tschüss zusammen bis zum nächsten Mal, sagt der Bruno Michel, euer Longtall Texan.